T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We haven't done it in a few weeks, and as I said Sludge a moment ago, it's really just because we don't particularly care for him.
Yeah, I've been avoiding Chris in the hallway. I was wondering what was going on, so now
you know what's funny is that the other day I walk in and I just say, "Hey, how's it going?" And Sludge just starts into like an athlete post game cliche. Well, you know, I'm just grinding out there, and things seem to be going okay, and good Lord willing, everything will work out.
Taking it one day at a time.
Exactly. He just started into it.
I don't know when this started, but I've been doing that to everybody when they say, "Hey, what's going on?" And you go, "Well, you know, I'm just out here, and you know, we're just grinding and trying to make things happen, and you know, I believe in coach,
just
and,
trying to get better every day.
You know, I just got to study the playbook, and you got to go for it every day." And I challenge people listening to do that in your office. If somebody asks you how you doing, go into a cliche post game press conference.
I like it,
and I think it's a nice little bit we could do.
I like it.
If I'm ever back here again,
well, that's a big if. Sludge is here, and that must mean one thing. Is it?
I just realized I haven't changed that yet.
No, right. No, we haven't.
So Alfonso Ribeiro.
Carlton
from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's on Dancing with the Stars, I guess, and they asked him about, you know.
You're not a big Fresh Prince of Bel-Air guy, huh?
No, I am.
Okay.
I know the Carlton. I know all that. I didn't realize it was 27 years ago. You know,
yeah,
it was 1990 was the first episode. So we had the Carlton dance. Everybody knows that. And he's on Dancing with the Stars right now. He did it in the show, and it was a big deal, and then they started talking to him about it, and he's like, every day on the street, people come up to me, and they say, you know, "Oh, I want to get, like, an Instagram. Can you do the Carlton with me?" and all that. So the thing that made him famous is totally a blessing and a curse, and he says, "Sometimes I'm not in the mood, and I might just say something like, 'You do realize that you just asked a black man to dance for you, right?'" And then they go, "I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you." He goes back that way.
Yeah.
But, can you imagine that living hell he's in, that everywhere he goes? Because he couldn't have predicted in 1990 there was going to be Instagram with girls wanting to do a Carlton dance with him and all that. And Mike's the biggest celebrity in the room, obviously, so.
No, Chris is.
Not quite. Physically. Yeah.
And it actually took off about a decade ago.
What, right. You're right.
Carlton dance.
Yeah, it never happened in the 90s after he did it.
Yeah. It was like, okay, it's one of those things that takes you back to your childhood, and you're like, you think about the show, you're like, Will Smith is, he was all right, but the real funny person on there was Alfonso Ribeiro.
He was tremendous.
Yeah, he was the real funny person on there.
So absolutely.
Uncle Phil, of course. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Uncle Phil,
but he's not dead.
Uncle Phil's not dead.
He died.
No, he didn't. That's been a thing over the last 10 years where he'll show up.
10 years?
That's like a social media thing.
No, I thought he really died.
Phil's not dead. I'm telling you.
I don't think he is either.
There have been 5 or 6 times that people start that rumor on social media. Uncle Phil died. Oh, no. Uncle Phil died.
He died in 2013.
Thank you. He did die.
He did not die. I'm telling you, Uncle Phil didn't die.
James Avery?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think he did die, Chris.
Did he find? All right, well, it happened. It used to be a thing. I'm telling you, used to be. And now this is uncomfortable, but it's pretty uncomfortable. Big ups to Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you. But I'm telling you, there was a thing where, like, every year it would pop up on social media, "Oh, God bless Uncle Phil, he died," and everybody like, "What?"
Well.
And James Avery actually had to come out and say, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Well, not anymore.
Now, hang on a second. Did Ben get that off Wikipedia?
Probably.
I'm going to go to IMDb just to make sure.
The point of the question, by the way,
we got a little off track.
I'm sorry.
It usually happens.
Yeah. But like for celebrities on the street or whatever, what's the socially acceptable thing to do when you are there with somebody that you want to talk to or want to just do something with? Picture, Instagram.
I guess depending on where you are. If you're just talking about walking past somebody on the street. I don't know. I've never really.
How do you want people to approach you though if they come up in that? Because I've been with you. They ask a lot.
Just say what's up.
Yeah.
You know, just say what's up. Mm-hmm. And if you want a picture or whatever, I'm normally cool with it.
I've seen Ike do that. He's very cool with it.
Yeah, I'm normally cool with it.
I've never seen you turn anybody away.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing with quote-unquote celebrities that get them is if you're trying to sneak a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Without their permission.
Like, right.
That bothers people. You know what I mean? Like, just say what's up and just say hello like you would to any other normal person.
Right.
And then, obviously, I would know that I don't know you, but you know me, so then you know who I am. Celebrities, the ones that aren't you-know-what, they typically expect that to happen. And I don't mean that in a, oh, I'm a celebrity type of deal. It's just more or less I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for it. So if someone were to ask me, it's not like I'm not in a bad mood or anything. It's like, okay, once I'm recognized, the next thing typically is either a handshake or an autograph, or they want to take a picture with you, so you just roll with it. It's a lot easier to do it and move on. Now, if you're trying to sit there and hold a damn conversation with me.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially if you're in a hurry.
I don't need to break down the Carlin and Reese segment from the day before, two or three. Yeah, I heard you and Chris. I don't really agree with that whole who would you take, McNabb, Wentz, or Randall or Jaws thing.
Here's my 7 points.
Yeah, yeah. And then they want you to do the whole bit there.
Yeah, do you really, how often is it, is Chris really that much of an idiot? Do you get that? You get that a few times.
I do get that every once in a while.
Absolutely you do.
Now, you know what I really get?
What?
Do you really like him?
See, I asked like that. Really I asked like that in the hallway, actually, just a minute ago.
But that question is asked of me because they listen to us. And they see that we're getting along and we're doing a good show and laugh and we have our little spats here and there. But, you know, for the most part, we do our thing and it's a good show. So us not really having any type of history with each other, the first thing they want to know is, do you guys get along off the air?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things off of what you just said. Number one, I got caught doing that one time and I shouldn't have done it.
What?
The thing where you kind of stealthily take the picture.
Oh, no!
Yeah, man. I was in Vegas 2 years ago with my brothers, and we sat down at a restaurant. Raven Simone was at the next table.
Yeah.
First of all, like, why would I do that for Raven Simone? Yeah, I don't know why I would do that, but I kind of didn't. I was kind of just trying to make it look casual, and I'm scrolling with the picture and the camera, and she's just looking, just went like this. And I just got over to her, and I'm scrolling across, and she's just looking right at me.
Oh, she called you. Oh, yeah. She saw
you. She didn't even say anything, and I just went, and I just put the phone down. Like, uh-huh.
I hate myself. That's what you said.
Pretty much.
I've never been that weird with athletes, but actresses or actors, that you can get a little bit starstruck.
You know, I get starstruck.
I don't get starstruck with athletes, but the people I go to movies to see, I'll tell you one day about meeting Bradley Cooper in the bathroom.
Oh.
At the NovaCare.
Really?
Yeah, it's when he was down here for the whole
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I told you about
you said you were going to tell us later or tell us now about that?
I'll tell you now since I brought it up. So, you know, I'm in there. I'm thankfully, I already finished my business, but I'm washing my hands in there. He happened to walk in, and I see him. I already knew he was out at practice. Because, listen, when Bradley Cooper comes to practice, everybody knows Bradley Cooper is out there at practice. So he comes in there in the bathroom. I'm like, hey, Bradley Cooper. You know, and before he actually used the bathroom and I made sure I dropped my hands and finished, I introduced myself and, you know, Mike Reese, you know, I'm a former player. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. I said, lying. but I appreciated that he lied to me, though.
You know, right?
Because he said he's been an Eagles fan forever. So
he would know you, obviously.
Well, the thing is, obviously, if you're a fan of that 04 team, you remember the players from the 04 team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last team that went to the Super Bowl, and that's what sort of the little thing talk we got into. But that was pretty cool. And at least he made me feel good, right? I walked out of there like, Bradley Cooper says he knows me or he remembers me. Cool.
That's pretty cool.
You didn't get any hangover questions or nothing like that? You didn't go down the wormhole?
Nah. It was strictly football. Real quick about the team. And I think it was the Nick Foles year. I think it was that year. That's the year it was, I believe. Because he had actually came down there to see Deshaun. So I know Deshaun was still here.
And he was wearing a Deshaun jersey in a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. I don't know that there is any good way to do it without feeling, at least for me, without feeling like a dork.
Yeah.
I go up to somebody and say, oh, I'm a big fan, sir.
It's no good. I did Kevin McHale, my dad was a huge fan of the Celtics. and I saw him in a bar. He was there in Chicago for recruiting when he was already doing that recruiting stuff. And I went, I got to get an autograph from my dad. So I go up to Kevin McHale and I say, can I just have an autograph on this bar napkin? He gives it to me. He gives it to me, right? He was really nice, gave it to me. That's around. I go, well, wait a minute. Maybe I want one for myself, too. Like an idiot. Yeah. I turn around and go back to him, and he goes, sorry, pal, one per customer. And he slapped me on the back. That's probably why I got a back issue. He slapped me like he's 7 feet tall. Bam! And I go, oh, okay, I got it.
He injured you. Dude. He injured you.
He just didn't want to, but he was right. He didn't want a line starting up in the bar. Yeah. People signing up.
That's the other thing. I'll tell people in a heartbeat, like, listen, this is going to draw attention. Because the first thing somebody's going to say is, well, who was that guy? And he must be somebody, and everybody wants to come over there.
Yeah.
Well, from then on, whenever somebody asked you or whenever you told somebody you met Kevin McHale, did you lift up your back?
Yeah.
You see this giant handprint?
Yeah. It's a sunburnt handprint on my L5, L4 vertebrae.
The women, meeting actresses and singers is always, I go back to the whole goofy, clumsy teenager that doesn't know how to say anything proper to a female.
I'll tell you a Britney Spears story sometime next time on that.
So I like
acceptable.
It.
We don't want to hear that story. What'd you guys do? Drop acid?
What?
We don't want to hear that story.
Okay. Scarlett and Reese.
Sludge is going to give us a story about him and Britney doing drugs together or something, man.
What the hell?
That's a serious train wreck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.